Zoktail gemishta vayta mesech desar leperik beis mishnah yudzayin. We have a piece of besar kotshe kadashim. The meat of kotshe kadashim, like a carbon chatas, or carbon asham, ubesar kadashim kalim. And we also have a piece of meat from kadashim kalim, like a carbon shlamim. Now, basar kotshe kadashim, any meat from a carbon which is under the category of kotshe kadashim, an oila, a chatas, an asham. Of course, an oila is not in the game because nobody could eat the basar of an oila. But basically, a chatas and asham. The din is whether tmeim or tahirim, a non-kain can't eat it. Basar kadashim kalim, like the basar of a karm shlamim, for example, a non-kain can eat it as long as he's tar. Tmeim can't eat it. So here we have a piece of basar kotshe kadashim and a piece of basar kadashim kalim that got cooked in a pot together with what the Mishnah calls Bisar HaTaiva, in Bisar HaTaiva. What's Bisar HaTaiva? Wow, that sounds terrible. Taiva. Actually, Bisar HaTaiva means regular meat. It's based on the Pasuk, Ki Yarchav Hashem Alekeches Gevulcha, when you'll be too far from the Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanos. V'yamarta Oichel HaBasar, Ki Sa'ava Nafshech Olechel Basar. That's why it's called Basar HaTaiva, says the Tosfos Yamtiv. Okay, so we have meat of Kotshe Kadashim, we have meat of Kadashim Kalim that got cooked together with regular meat. Here too, the Basar Kadashi Kadashim could have not imparted a flavor into the regular meat because there was too much regular meat. The Basar Kadashim Kalim on their own could have not imparted a flavor into the pot of regular Basar Taiva. There wasn't enough of it and there was too much Basar Taiva, not enough Kadashim Kalim. But together, the Kadashi Kadashim and the Kadashim Kalim, here you have enough for the two to get together, and there's taka atam that was put into the basar taiva. So zakta mishnah asa l'tmeim, tmeim cannot eat this. Tmeim cannot eat kadashim. But he mutter l'tahirim. Tahirim can eat it. Even if they're a non-kayin, even if they're a non-kayin. Wait a second. How could a non-kayin eat it? There's basar kotshe kadashim here. Well, there's not enough basar kotshe kadashim. So why is it asa for tmeim? Isn't the Barsa Chulam mevatel it? And the answer is basically what we've been saying till now. If you have two Isurim, they're combined, according to the Shita. For someone who's Tameh, both the Basar Kotshe Kadashim and the Basar Kadashim Kalim, for him are Isur. So therefore, the pieces of Kotshe Kadashim meat and pieces of Kadashim Kalim meat are both Asur to him, and they combine to Asur the Tavshil. There's not enough in the Tavshil to be mevatel the taste of both the Basar Kadashim and Kadashim Kalamit. On the other hand, if you're Tahar, so if you're a Kayan, you can eat both, there's no problem. Chlal. But even if you're a non-Kayan, who can't eat Basar Kotshe Kadashim, it's not a problem. Because the Kotshe Kadashim themselves don't have enough to aser the whole thing. I have enough regular meat to be mevatel the Basar Kotshe Kadashim. I'm not connecting it to the Basar Kadashim Kalam because the Basar Kadashim Kalam is not aser even for a non-Kayan Tahar. So therefore, he's mutter. Now, maybe some of you are asking, isn't there something missing here in the Mishnah? Shouldn't Rav Shimon come along and say, no, it's mutter for Tmeim also? Just like he said in the previous Mishnahs. We don't combine different kinds of Isurim. And if each one could become batel, and the fact that the two of them together can't doesn't bother me at all, even if they're both Asur. How come there's no Rav Shimon in this Mishnah? And the answer is, says the Batanura, because even Rav Shimon would be Maida. You see, Kotshe Kadashim and Kotshe Kalim is not like Orla and Klai Akeren. It's not like Truma and Klai Akeren. It's not like Orla, Sheira, and Truma. All these different things are totally different Isurim, and the question is, can you combine them? For someone who's Tameh, there's one Isur. You can't eat Hegdish that's Tameh. It makes no difference whether it's Kotshe Kadashim and Kadashim Kalim. That's one Isser. So even though Kotshe Kadashim and Kadashim Kalim may have many different halachas, but they're not considered separate. They're not considered two separate Isserim when it comes to someone who's Tameh. Someone who's Tameh cannot eat Basar Hegdish, period. See, even if Shimon says they wouldn't combine Arla and Klayakara, or Truma and Arla, but if you don't have enough meat over here to be Mevatel, both the Kadashi Kadashim and the Kadashim Kalim together, someone who's Tameh cannot eat this. Because this is considered one Isser. So let me ask you something. What if there was enough meat over here to be mevatel even both, the basar kadashim kadashim and the basar kadashim kal? Even after you combine them together, it's still enough meat over here that their taste is going to get lost. So some say, and a chanami, then someone whose tummy could eat it. But there are other shittas. So you can take a look in the Rambam, Maisa HaKarbanis Perik Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, at least the way many learn shot in the Rambam, that when it comes to this din of someone who's tamei, there's no bittel. Chazal were machmer by kachim, that someone who's tamei cannot eat hegdish even if it did technically become bottle.